Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There's an evil streamer that rappers love collaborating with, and he likes to go by the name of Jack Doherty. With over 25 million followers across all of his social media platforms, he's one of the most controversial streamers online, who has become hated by nearly all corners of the internet. Even Dr. Phil couldn't stand him when he was just a kid, pulling stupid pranks for views.
I think they're so creative. No one's ever done those types of stuff.
Okay, we're done here.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to give him some advice, and he wants to talk rather
Jack,
than listen.
But over the past year or two, he's risen up the ranks of influencers and content creators, all the while making money off OF girls and collaborating with rappers whenever he gets the chance. Now, these artists are going to have to consider whether the bag they're getting for collaborating with him is really worth it. Because not only did they help create a monster, but we've reached a point where it's really not a good look for them to even be seen around him. When you do some digging and learn how sinister this evil 20-year-old white boy really is, you too would wonder why so many rappers adore him when they should really want to be as disconnected as possible by him and his brand. And today we're gonna delve into the dark history with Jack Doherty. Before he was collaborating with rappers, Jack Doherty was making a living off of basically being the most annoying person you've ever met. Since early pranks like turning off the power in a local Walmart and stealing his brother's car without a license were what initially helped him grab the public's attention, he felt that being irritating was the way to keep his views coming in. Clips like these blew him up into internet stardom and became a formulaic strategy that he would rinse and repeat. And in the process, he made himself one of the most despised people on the internet.
The fact that the grand majority of the internet is laughing at him for a reason. Now, if you're somebody that's new that thinks this is some cool behavior, then you should probably stand in front of a mirror and think, why are you so stupid? Because all we can do is laugh at Jack Doherty. This kid is without a doubt one of the biggest losers I've seen in a long time on the internet.
Rarely do you find someone in his comments actually laughing at his quote-unquote pranks. Instead, you'll find comments like claiming that he's obnoxious and has no redeeming qualities. And if you ever feel useless, just remember that people like Jack Doherty exists. But not to say he didn't start with humble beginnings. After joining YouTube at the age of 13 and starting off with bottle flip videos, he racked up 100,000 subscribers in just 6 months. As he began to make prank videos, Jack quickly learned that hate could be a powerful tool in content creation. And as his pockets got fatter and fatter, his actions got more and more infuriating to watch. Back when he was still on the come up, he purposefully trolled Ninja just to get a rise out of him.
It's so annoying, man. He's donating a shitload of money. He's asking me to react and call me his daddy and shit for like a YouTube video. And now he's asking to play. He's like, oh, here's another 100. We better play. Blocked his email and now I'm refunding him because he's annoying.
Yep.
That was my goal, just to annoy him.
Due to this being the most attention he'd ever gotten up until that point.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Jack clearly thought that this was the way to make it, and has believed in the power of disdain ever since. If there was a point in time when Jack really started to become hated by the masses, then it would be the time when he started barging into people in public, using his massive security guards to basically avoid the beating he rightfully deserved.
I didn't say any curse words. What'd I say?
Just watch your language.
What'd I say?
You got a stupid shirt on over there.
Yeah. Your kids can't read, though.
What are you talking about?
Your kids can't read, can they?
I'm seeing your kids watching.
All right, you,
get away from
you
me.
You start talking to me, buddy.
Get away
from me. You get away from me. Watch your kids. Go walk away.
You got something to say?
And when his security isn't around, Jack will fold quicker than J. Cole at Dreamville Festival.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
He's just being hypothetical.
Yo, don't record me because I'll slam your camera. Don't be stupid. Don't use me as content.
Wait, I can't hear that last part.
If you use me as content, it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go. So I advise you to walk away, all right? Don't use me as content. The content you're going to get is going to be a lot different, right? So please step away. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Because of these antics, there are large sections of the internet who have never met him, but would spit on him if they were ever given the chance. And it's not just the people commenting on his videos. Other YouTubers and streamers who've been in his presence can't stand him either.
When you get near Jack Doherty, it's like a Dementor. It sucks the fun out of everything, and everyone gets uncomfortable and mad at him. He just has this indescribable X-Men mutation about him that makes him impossible to be around while also being in a good mood.
To their delight, this kind of behavior has backfired a few times. Because no matter how experienced your security guards are, there will be the opportunity from time to time for someone to catch you slipping. Such as this time where a guy in Walmart pulled out a gun at him after he was being annoying.
What are you getting it for? What? I personally would just like shove this up my ass. My brother.
You need to grow up. You need to grow up.
What do you mean?
You know what that is?
No.
That's my black belt keychain.
Undo my ass.
Ass.
For real.
Jerk, so go fuck your friend.
But I mean, it's like a 4v1, so I'm not sure.
Not only that, but I'm a policeman too.
Oh, and you got a gun too.
Then there was FoozyTube, who didn't hesitate to slap the taste out of Jack's mouth during a stream.
Damn. Beta say hey. Yo, you're a bitch. You're a little bitch. Woo, woo. Yo, you're a bitch. He didn't even have his kid money yet. Yo, 33 years old. Hey, fuck, yo, get me some water bottles, Sean. Give me some back.
Dog shit. I slapped the dog shit out of you.
And if you didn't have enough bad press about his bodyguards, it got worse last year when one of his security guards laid a guy out in what appeared to be an unprovoked attack. This
fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Footage made stir all over the world and led to him catching major flack for how out of line it was.
Jack Doherty's security guard. First of all, that sentence in itself should be looked at. Why does Jack Doherty have a security guard? That long. The video that everybody's seeing today is this massive, massive 8-9 foot tall man absolutely driving through the face of what appears to be a non-threat.
The hardest punch I've ever seen in my life.
Still, Jack just kept pushing on, annoying everyone in the process. But when he's not streaming or making YouTube videos, Jack also manages OF Models. At the moment, he's got 8 on his roster, including his own girlfriend, McKinley Richardson. And let's just say there's problems with how he scouts the talent that I'll get to later in this video. From harassment being an integral part of his content strategy, to basically functioning as an obnoxious online pimp, there's plenty of reasons why Jack Doherty isn't someone that you would want to associate yourself with. But the problem is that he has money. Lots of it. And unfortunately, this is where rappers come into the equation. Because when today's hip-hop artists see an opportunity for an easy bag, there is every chance that they'll take it and run. The only problem is that it keeps this guy, who has some very unsavory skeletons in his closet that we'll be getting into, relevant. Although he might have a flashy car collection, a fleet of homes, and more money than he really knows what to do with, the one thing that Jack Doherty doesn't have is the respect of the masses. And while he acts like he doesn't really want it, it's obvious that he craves it more than anything.
Yeah, like, how do you deal with the hate? Dude, do you like it?
Obviously not, you know, but at the end of the day, like, no one really goes viral off positive things. Like, not that I purposely do negative things, stuff just happens to me, but at the end of the day, my reputation is up, you know, to me to fix, and that's what I'm gonna work on now, because I'm at the point where everyone pretty much already knows me, and now it's just like, how can I get everyone to like me, you know?
Yeah. But,
yeah, I'm working on it.
In an effort to turn all of that hate into love, Jack has spent the past year trying to make himself seem cool by linking up with rappers. And the rapper Nardo Wick is a prime example of this. The two linked up when Nardo rented out his home to film a music video. Rather than just vacate the property, Jack stayed around and tried to film content of his own. But this put him in direct conflict with Nardo's team.
Come on, like, use my house for free. I get to leak the song. It's only fair. No, I'm kidding. I actually did not, like, I didn't know. I thought there was, like, no one told me.
He said that's y'all. Not screaming. You streaming the whole video shoot. This shit leaked. What if somebody steal my vision? You're a creator, right?
Yeah.
You come up with different creative concepts?
Yeah.
What if another streamer fucking around stole your shit that you've been working 3 months on?
Oh, I didn't steal.
No, I'm just saying, I'm giving you as an example.
Right? Yeah.
If you were working on something, a vision, and trying to execute it, and then you put it out, and then you got me streaming this shit.
Nah, I didn't mean like that, my bad.
As you may know, Nardo's entourage notoriously doesn't play, and had assaulted a fan of his just months prior to this, leaving him with a fractured skull. But instead of attacking Jack, his team potentially attempted to finesse him.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Instead.
This is like too much for me to read. I don't want to sign that shit. I ain't get paid.
Eventually, the video for Back to Back with Future emerged, and Jack's home took center stage. But there is no cameo for Doherty or his entourage. And this is basically typical of how hip-hop willingly takes advantage of him. Another rapper who successfully exploited Jack is Rich the Kid. In this case, Rich was the one who was invited to Jack's home for an alleged price tag of $60,000. But in keeping with the tradition of rappers weaponizing the streamers' thirst to work with them, Rich basically arrived, got the bag, and then evaded the cameras.
This guy is so fucking weird.
I don't know what's wrong with this guy, bro.
The biggest ego ever.
Dude, this guy's so weird, bro.
Yo, Rich the Kid, bro. Money is paid to be here, and is not being here. What the fuck? I pay this man hella money. I'm gonna press him.
Yesterday, we're supposed to do the stream, right? We get there at 8 o'clock. Toast to the studio at 8 o'clock. We get there.
You guys didn't do it?
It was 11:30. He's like, you're coming in 15 minutes. I was like, nah, fuck this. Like, I'm not starting my stream 4 hours late.
Why do you pay
hours? And he wouldn't show up unless I paid him.
He's leaving.
After finally being coerced inside the house, Rich continued to be combative towards Jack and his crew. At one point, he even stole one of his friend's car keys.
Oh, is that security?
Matter of fact,
I got a Ferrari!
Wait, me too!
What the fuck?
Literally, he just stole his car!
Now, if that was anyone else, people might have had some sympathy for Jack over how Rich treated him, but he wasn't spared when it came to getting trolled over this. If I woke up and I was in Jack Doherty's body, I would run outside and immediately start playing in oncoming traffic. Whether it was Nardo using his house for his own ends and giving nothing back, or Rich openly running off with the bag, the common thread is that they don't respect him, and most rappers that appear alongside him behave the same way. When they encountered one another, Enelie Choppa checked Jack just because he could.
Have you ever been in jail?
For 6 hours.
You go to jail, bro.
I've been in jail too, dog.
So you trying to say I look like I've been in jail?
Likewise, Trippie Redd also trolled Jack for the first time he met him. During their 15-minute livestream, Jack enthusiastically showed off his grills to him, only for Trippie to humor him for a moment before basically laughing in his face.
His grills are a lot better than mine, but
yeah.
That's what I got. Come in.
That's all right. You got the full set.
Johnny Dane?
Yeah. Yeah, yours are crazy.
It's just hard. What set is that?
I think it's honeycomb.
That was a honeycomb.
Oh,
no.
I know. Trust me, bro, that's why I'm not wearing them.
This wasn't lost on his fans, who seemed to know what was going down from the jump. Trippie was just pure violating Jack. You know he's getting paid. But even if he's getting...
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Taken advantage of by these rappers, his reason for having them around remains the same. By having hip-hop stars in his content, it helps to legitimize him in the eyes of those who don't take him seriously. And while he's often exploited by them, there are times where the shoe is on the other foot. During one heated stream, Jack was with none other than YK Osiris. During the stream, Jack and the man who infamously sang in Drake's house over a 6K debt were playing basketball for high stakes of around 1K per game. Initially, things seemed to be relatively friendly, but once YK lost, it was a different story entirely.
You about to head out? Bro, over a basketball game?
No, it's just like, no, fuck the basketball game. You just can't be doing that. I don't do that type of shit.
Bro, you said play two games.
No, it's not. No,
I ran back. You said, we talked about it before, bro. I said, if I make it back, you're going to send me my money back. And you said, yeah. No, like, you never said no third game.
Listen, we didn't have to even bet the money. I don't care about betting the money, nigga. You talk about betting the fucking money, nigga. I don't care about betting the money. You could, like, we could have did it for free, nigga. I just like the competitive of the game.
Of course.
You talking about, I don't want to do it. No, what? Talking about, you didn't have to bet the money, nigga. I don't care about the $1,000 spending on shoes.
After YK stormed off, Jack showed his true face, revealing that he had angered YK on purpose and transparently tried to manufacture a viral moment for his stream.
You see how fucking good I am at clip farming? I literally made YK Osiris almost want to punch me, but then, boop, like, I got him so worked up, like, literally for 30 minutes. That was way better than a basketball game. Do you guys not agree that that was way better than a fucking basketball game? And he's going to be happy later. He's going to see himself on TikTok. We all going to be happy. You know, it's like, fuck this $1,000. That was way better. I just was like, yo, fuck that game. This shit's where it's at. I'm dead. That was so funny, bro. I literally just made him talk in circles, like all press and shit.
Ultimately, that kind of behavior is what makes him so detestable to so many people. That sense that nothing is real and it's all just for cameras and to maximize drama tends to rub people the wrong way. But if there was any situation where that was way too clear, it was his dealings with the Island Boys. Over the past year, they have become a semi-regular fixture on his stream and it never ends well. For starters, they were involved in a huge brawl at his home that involved women.
Oh my.
Bro, Natalie just bugged out.
Yeah,
he invited them back time and time again, only for similar things.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Things to transpire.
Come here. Come on.
He's like, you want him up?
Come on. Come on, Chuck, let's go.
Come on.
Grab. Yeah.
At least if I come out with a sex tape, at least I can actually, like, I don't know, flex the sex tape.
Shit.
Yeah, but too bad it's with your brother. How can you flex it if it's with your brother? Your mom films the videos of you guys kissing.
You're a loser.
You probably make your mom go, Mom, can you hold this, please? I'll pay your rent.
Don't talk to my mom.
Oh my God, bro. We're doing this. So if someone in elementary school says, makes your mom joke,
don't go there. I've been chilling. Don't go there.
But don't take everything so serious. If you said that,
I've been chilling.
It's all jokes. Like, you can't get mad about your mom joke.
When you look at yourself in the mirror, like, you'd be like, damn, I'm clean as fucking ugly. You're just like the CEO of that company that you promote.
Okay.
Oh, Creators Inc. Punk ass shit.
Stop. Hey.
Fucking try, dumbass. Nice try. There's a girl in the car, you fucking dumbass. Yo, there's a girl. You're kicking her. You're kicking my fucking girlfriend, you fucking. Go fucking kick her.
With the Island Boys' fame on the decline, Jack treats them a whole lot differently than he does to the other rappers who appear on his channel. As a result, their desperation for fame means that it's a rare time when he can actually come out on the top.
I don't know. You can't afford it?
I can't afford it.
Come here, Island Boy.
I can't afford this. I was gonna live in this house with you, and I was gonna put stupid money up for this house.
Can you afford 70 bands a month now?
What are you talking about, bro? I get money. Why are you puck watching?
I was just asking. If you ever want to, you know, stay, we can give you a closet.
But there's always diminishing returns to these things, and his whole shtick of manufactured content with them is getting old. When he recently posted that the Island Boys destroyed his streaming setup, the attempt at controversy didn't land. In fact, people let him know that they weren't buying it, and were writing comments such as, "We hate you, dude," and "Miserable acting." Despite his attempts to use rappers to enhance his image, the end result is that he is still hated by basically everyone on the internet, and his attempts to do damage control are always a miss. Like the time he said the N-word on stream with the hard ER, and tried to claim that he said, "Hater."
Those order screens are so unhygienic. Nasty. All right, well, you probably haven't had food in 6 days, you fucking hater.
I literally cannot believe I have to do this right now. How the f*** do people think I said the goddamn N-word? Are you retarded? I literally said hater. Watch the video back, and when I say the word hater, say the word hater in your head. If you say the other word in your head, it makes it sound like it says the other word. But I literally talk so fast that it sounds like it, but I said hater. I say the word, I fucking hater all the time. Like, if you watch any of my videos, you know I say that shit. Like, what the f*** is this shit? I'm literally gonna sue all these people saying I said that word, because they're literally saying I said it straight up.
With hip-hop being mostly a black dominant culture, it further showcases the respect he has for not only the genre, but many of the artists he collabs with that make it possible for him to get some of their shine in the first place. But it's becoming increasingly possible that these rappers might regret that they ever had anything to do with him in the first place. Because these days, some pretty serious allegations are being thrown at him, and they might just destroy his image once and for all. In the past, Jack might have been hated, but he thought he was ultimately untouchable. He even boasted about it in live streams.
To me, in the future, not that I would even give you shit to talk about.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm good at that shit. I'm good at having no one have any dirt on me, bro. No one can fucking expose me because I don't give them shit. I'm secretive. I'm quiet. I don't tell everyone every fucking move I make.
But now, it seems like he might have been mistaken, because it seems like the same OF model management business, which contributes to so much of his net worth, might be on course to lead to his downfall. For a while now, he's been hit with allegations, which centered around him using girls who are below the age of 18 for his OF enterprise. And these days, there are just more and more whistleblowers coming forward. First, there was a former client of his, Natalie Reynolds. In a series of tweets, she provided evidence of Jack's apparent misdeeds, including a video from his ex-girlfriend, where they're apparently talking about a girl who was 1 year below the age of 18 that he met with the intention of using to start an OF, as it would attract older men.
He obviously doesn't claim that it was together. Let's just say around November, told me everything that you were hanging out with her. I have pictures and videos of you
show
guys fucking cuddling.
I bet you all show up.
And then she would tell me that you would Uber her home when I was about to come over. When I met her on fucking like, New Year's Eve, you told her to tell me that she met you that day. You guys knew each other since fucking November. Yeah,
and rather than this just being one tweet, Natalie would go on to double down on the whole thing, and basically made it out that Jack was a deplorable human being. Oh, by the way, the booming thing ain't no joke, lol. This girl was 17, and Jack waited months for her birthday to get her drunk and sign a contract on a yacht. Jack Doherty bought all of his OF demons Rolexes for Christmas with the money that he made scamming them and taking 100% of their revenue, ha ha ha. Gifting these girls a Rolex will keep them quiet for another few months and not leave him. This is the craziest narcissistic tactic of all time, LMAO. As you would expect, Jack outright denied these claims. But then, another girl named Natalie entered the fray, and had since made things a whole lot worse for him. She was previously seen on his streams alongside people like Heal Mike, who got banned from Kick for streaming with an underage girl. And even while on camera, she gave away clues of her real age.
Well, have geography class.
Then she conducted an interview where she blew the lid off the whole thing.
Creator, I do content, I do this, and I'm me thinking content. The only content I know is YouTube and TikTok. I didn't know this thing was a thing. So then when he invites me over, he was like, oh, there's a bunch, it's like an influencer house with a bunch of people. So I'm like, okay, it's not no weird shit. I'm not gonna go meet up with this man alone. No, I'm gonna go. I went with my mom. We went to see like who was there. We saw like there was girls there, so she let me be. But there were some people in the house that they did know my age. Like they did know how old I was, but they just never really said anything because they didn't think it was a big deal as well.
Okay, yeah. Before you play it, Jakeem, hold on. So there were people in the house that knew you were 16, but they didn't say anything.
Okay. Because they didn't really think it was a big deal. Like I had a camera guy that would come and shoot for me, the one that kind of like films for him, for Jack now. He used to be my, like only my cameraman. He knew, a lot of people in the house knew as well. They just saw how I would handle things. They saw how I was the one blowing up in the house. Like I was the one pulling most of the views. So that's why they didn't say anything, because they were like, as long as she's pulling in the views, as long as she's making them famous, more famous, or getting them more clout, that's all that they cared about. That's literally all that they cared about.
Amid claims that she lied, Natalie contested that she ever used a fake ID and said that she was always open about her age. As far as she could tell, people just didn't care.
Be around the Jack that has an OF agency, they would try to get me into it. They tried a lot. They tried to be like, can we work together? Can we do this? A lot of OnlyFans models even came up to me from Jack's people saying like, it's not that bad. It's just a bikini picture. Me knowing, I know what it is. I never ever gave into it. That's something that kind of like made me stand out of everyone, that I was not into OF. I didn't want to look for OF as a route.
As all of these claims came to light, Jack went into damage control mode. I wasn't the one they invited her over, and I was told she was 18 multiple times. While Jack can try his best to deny that he ever tried to get her to start an OF, there is literally footage of him suggesting that she should do just that.
No one wants to buy her own fans, I'm just saying, like, you might as well.
In another, he made an outright explicit comment to her face.
Yeah, you're sucking tonight.
And while there is no concrete evidence, it's telling that there are so many accusations coming out at once. This means that there's either a conspiracy to take him down, or there's something he needs to seriously answer for in the future.
I will be exposing you for getting drunk underage girls on yachts and taking percentages of them. You will be going down, my brother. You will be going down. I never had any real problem with you until now, so you will be going down. Underage girls on a yacht making them drink. I know everything about you.
Whatever the case may be, it's getting increasingly clear that it's not a good look for rappers to be associated with someone like Jack. Because while it may seem like a harmless bag to hang out with him for a couple of hours, it might not look that way in the future if even half of what's being said has any truth to it. Because not only is it immoral, but people will take a harder look at them too, and that could be potentially career-ending if they're not careful.